Governor Doyle is weighing in concerning the sharp exchanges in recent days between Mayor Tom Barrett and County Executive Walker about sexual assaults at the county mental health complex. The argument erupted when an official from the complex recently told a county committee that violent men were purposely housed with women to reduce violent outbreaks between men. Walker says co-ed housing exists in most state mental hospitals, but Doyle says that's not the whole story.
In some cases, they will be housed in the same area, although separated, and with very, very significant staff training about this. That's not to say bad thing can't happen, and you know, running a big institution is a very difficult thing to do. But I think to just say what happened in Milwaukee is what's going on around in state institutions is just not accurate.
Also weighing in on the controversy is Seth Buffelli, a spokesman for the State Department of Health that oversees state mental hospitals. Buffelli says beginning last year, the state began moving some women out of co-ed housing units at some of the institutions.
A lot of them, their mental health needs stem from a history of sexual abuse. So having them housed in the same wing as men, while that wing might be safe, just the proximity in living quarters might be counterproductive to their treatment.
Meanwhile, the state watchdog group Disability Rights Wisconsin says it's launching an independent investigation of the Milwaukee institution and has urged the county to consider changes in the way it provides mental health services. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.